not to bury the lead here, how are we doing?
We had a fantastic year in 2011. I think everybody knows we had a severe drought, but despite that, we used less water than we did in 2010. So we not only met our conservation goal, we exceeded it.
And in terms of our mandates, what is the ultimate goal we're striving for here?
Well, the goal right now, the short-term goal, is to reach a water use of 150 gallons per person per day by the year 2014. And that's the internal water authority goal. And then the state mandate is that we achieve 155 by the year 2024.
How close are we to reaching that 150 goal?
Let's see. In 2010, we were at 157, and we will be certainly moving closer to that. We don't have the final numbers, but, you know, 2 or 3 gallons closer, I think.
How far does that actually get us in the really big picture? If we take a step back and look 40, 50, 100 years down the line, is conservation going to be the solution?
Well, it's my job, so I think the answer to that is yes. Conservation is a huge part of the solution. And when we get to 150, it's not as though we're going to clap our hands and pat ourselves on the back and be finished. We'll get to 150, and then we're already reassessing and saying, okay, when we get there, what are we doing next? Where are we going? And I think for this community, it's very realistic to think that we should be in the 130s.
So at this point, what have been the major successes in your eyes?
I would absolutely say that the most successful part of our program is education. And I don't just mean in the schools, I mean education of the entire population about the need for conservation. This year, when we had the severe drought and we just got out there and told people, you know, this is the drought, we need you to do this, everybody got on board. And that's the best part of our program.
So there's an understanding among people in New Mexico what it means to be a resident of New Mexico, you think?
I really think there is, and I don't go anywhere that people don't find out what I do, that it doesn't spark a conversation about water. Everybody wants to talk about it.
And so what have been the biggest challenges or things that you thought would be easily addressed that are proving to be more difficult?
I think our biggest challenge is looking for leaking. We just did a study last year that showed that residential usage, 13% of that is leakage.
Wow. So how do you begin to address that?
Well, you know, we begin to address that by talking to people about their water bills, how high they should be, what you should be looking for, how to check for leaks. Some of that is, you know, really all about education again.
Now, on a state level, the vast majority of water is used for agricultural irrigation. So how do you address conservation on that level, since that's where so much of the water is going?
You know, there isn't really irrigation water being used in the Water Authority service area, so I don't address that personally. But I know that throughout the state, they're looking at more and more efficient ways of watering crops. There are studies done that show that when crops are grown in greenhouses, you can grow them with far less water. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to be getting more food for less water.
What about industry? That is something that we deal with here in Albuquerque.
We have a whole program that targets our non-residential customers to help them bring down their water usage. And one of them is just a blanket program that says, come to us with your water conservation idea and we'll help you fund it, basically. But the truth is, we don't have much industry here. Less than 1% of our water goes for use in industry. So if you're thinking, oh, gee, it's really somebody else's fault. No, it's us. It's our home usage. That's the big majority of the use.
So if there was one thing that you could get, you could reach right through the radio, grab a hold of people by the collar, shake them and say, this is what you need to change. What would that be?
Honestly, if you haven't changed your toilet yet, that's just crazy. The rebate amount is $150 per toilet. The toilets cost far less than that. And it's the fastest way to save water in your home. A study that we completed last year on that shows that you can save up to about a little over 50 gallons per day when you change out a toilet. That's huge.
So not to get too personal, but I'm sure a lot of people are curious about what the conservation officer for Albuquerque's water use looks like. What do you see as being your biggest sacrifice on a household level?
I think the biggest sacrifice on the household level is how harsh I am on everyone about their showers. And my husband is the one who really comes under scrutiny for that. He'll get out and I'll say, that seemed like I was 10 minutes. That's a long time.
Anything else you want to add?
I would love to have everyone know that this year we increased our Xeriscape rebate to $1 per square foot. So if you've been waiting, if the drought was hard on your landscape and you're thinking it didn't look so great, now is the time to get on that. Take out the grass, put in any type of low water usage plants. There are thousands that qualify.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.